Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. This is a rebroadcast of a video that I did about a month ago where I exposed a lot of the very creepy, inappropriate images from Erica Kirk's Instagram page. You might be asking, Peggy, why would you do that? For a grieving widow, why would you expose these things? Well, friends, it's because I like to read between the lines. And a few weeks have gone by now, and perhaps your emotional response has subsided a bit, and you will be able to see what I see when I look at these very creepy, bizarre, inappropriate images that I believe are sending certain messages. And I break all this down for you in this video, all about Erica Kirk's creepy Instagram photos. Let me see what you see. Because I'm broadcasting this as a rebroadcast, there have been a lot of additional posts and photos and images that I will likely analyze in an upcoming broadcast. This is a live stream and it is September 17th, 2025. I will be broadcasting several videos over this incident because many of you are asking for my assessment, my observations. There's so much to cover. So in this video, we are concentrating on Erica Kirk's Instagram. Are these pictures cute or are they creepy? I have shared pictures with you in previous videos and people ask me where I got those. So we're going to be going through her Instagram page together. We're not only going to look at her Instagram page, we're also going to touch on a couple of other Instagram pages that tie into some of these very questionable activities that she has been involved in. Of course, I need to give a disclaimer that if everything that we are shown on the media is true, then my heart goes out to all of those who were affected. However, we know that the media is out there to provide propaganda, to twist, to deceive. And there are so many holes in this story that don't add up. And that's why I am here to, as I call it, connect the clots and help you read between the lies. Now, people that are new to my channel don't realize that in the live streams, we go into some detail. We go into a great depth of information. So it's likely that after this live stream, I will be chopping up this video into shorter segments, and then I will be airing those on my YouTube channel. So if you say, hey, I saw that before, that's because you did. You saw it on the live stream. And this way people can just get their quick hits because people, for some reason, don't want to sit and learn and study. They want to scroll through Instagram or watch a video on TikTok. And that's not what I do. I'm not on Instagram. I'm not on TikTok. I'm not on Telegram. I'm not on Facebook, but I am on YouTube and on a Substack. So let's go back to the beginning of Erica's Facebook page. And we're going to take a look at some of these very questionable posts, in my opinion. And the reason I say that is, and here we are, you can go for yourself. It's Instagram. And this is interesting. It's spelled MRS, so Mrs. Erica Kirk. But when I first looked at it, I thought it was a misspelling because I thought it said Mr. Sarah Kirk, Mr. Sarah Kirk. And I'm like, that's so weird to have that as an Instagram name, but it is actually Mrs. Erica Kirk. And that's where you can find this. Now, Erica says that she is so private that she and Charlie had a very small wedding and they did not have any bridesmaids or groomsmen. That's fine. Plenty of people have small weddings. I understand that. I respect that. She said they did it because their private life is so private. Here comes the disconnect. If your private life is so private, then why are you sharing these posts that to many people are not, they're very public? You would think that you would want to keep these intimate details to yourself. Now, on these Instagram photos, we're going to go through a few and I'll stop and give my commentary. That's why you're here, for my commentary. Many people have noted that we never see the faces of Charlie and Erica's children. I guess I could say purported children because we don't know. We don't know their names. We've been told that their ages are 3 and 1. Some of my healthy Americans have observe that that may be of note, 3-1 and Charlie was 31. It may be nothing, but again, these are clues that we can collect and then analyze and observe and discard later if they don't mean anything. So here we are. We have Charlie with this little girl. We don't see her face. And we'll just play a little bit of the video here. I'm not going to play the audio, but it's interesting that he's looking at the camera. You're not going to like some of my commentary. And you let me know if you think this is so authentic or if he's looking to see if he's being filmed. I just find he's looking at the camera a lot. And I don't know why. Maybe he's nervous. Maybe all dads do that. So I'm not sure, but we'll go on to the next one. I do find it a little, I don't know, just strange that he's constantly looking at the camera, especially he's not looking at the camera to make sure that mom is getting a picture of the little girl and her smiles and all, because they don't do that. They're so private. I just want to make that point. Now, here's another one. We see the two children. We don't see their faces. And oh, here we have it. We go right to the casket. Now, some people said that they thought the video of Erica was AI. Maybe it was, but it's posted on her Instagram page. Here it is. This is her official Instagram page. So here is the casket. Many people have open caskets. I don't see there's a problem with that. Of course, we don't see his face. Maybe that she wanted to keep it private. And here we have this video that many people said gave them creepy vibes. I'm going to probably play that. Let me play that all the way through. And I got a couple of emails from Healthy Americans who actually are actors. Now, Erica is an actress. That's my understanding. That was her one of her first jobs. Some people told me she was on a reality show. I still need to vet that. But let's pause for a moment now. Whoops, let me play that video a little bit. And here we've got, I don't know why it's doing that exactly. Let me see if I can pause it this way. Nope, it's not letting me pause. So I'll just talk over it. Many people, including me, found that this was a little much, that someone was filming her. She had to ask someone to film her. She had to be mic'd up so the microphone could get it. And then the very prominent rings that have a significance in, now there's something on her hand too, like some kind of tattoo, or I don't know if you can see it down there. It looks like a U or something. Do you see that on her hand? It almost looks like a scar. I'm going to play that. It's going to play again. So you'll see right here, there's something on her hand, and I don't know if that is significant or not. But the fingernails were of concern to many people. They said that it seemed very creepy, and I did do a little research, and long fingernails can be associated with witchcraft. I'm not saying she's a witch. I'm saying that, and plenty of people have long fingernails. No problem with having long fingernails. People are saying that they're getting a kind of odd vibe. Now, there's something here on her hand as well. And I can't make that out. I don't know if it's a scar. I don't know if it's a tattoo that's been covered up for this. Many people have tattoos and they cover them up when they're in certain situations where they don't want the tattoos to be seen. If anyone knows what this symbol is, it looks like an upside down U. And this is looks like some kind of writing and I can't make it out. The G, we are told, is for her daughter, Gigi. We're told that her daughter's initials are GG. We don't know what that stands for. It also, very interestingly, is, and I put this in my other Substack post previously, it is also associated with Freemasonry because the G, oh, let me see, I have it for you here. The G is one of the most well-known symbols in Freemasonry, and it stands for their God, the grand architect of the universe. We don't know what God that is exactly. Oh my goodness gracious. Look at what I just saw. Do you see this little thing here? These little marks, if anybody knows what they are, that kind of looks like what she had on her hand. Inverted, however, there's a lot of inversion that goes on when people are deceiving you. Now, the G, as I say, stands for geometry also because you've got the compass and the square. So the square that you see at the bottom to square things off and the compass to measure how far you're traveling, those are very significant, probably the most well-known symbols of Freemasonry. Let me know if you'd like me to do a more detailed video for you on Freemasonry. I can tell you all about the symbolism. They communicate with each other through signs and symbols. Freemasons are a fraternity, a brotherhood. One might call it a secret society. And there are different levels that you can attain as you are initiated. That's an important word that they use. And you go up through the ranks. Many, 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 many people in government, in entertainment, in sports, they are a part of this fraternity. And some would say that's why they've gotten where they are, especially when so many people, probably you or someone you know, has toiled away their entire life and has never really gained the prominence or the success that they wanted at the level that they see with others in Hollywood and politics and entertainment and sports and so forth, music and all of that. So this is a very well-known symbol. Even if she's not a part of the secret society, and my understanding is women aren't, they have their own called Job's Daughters, but it seems like you would explain it away. You'd say, hey, you guys might think I'm associated with the Masons because I've got this G, but it really is for my daughter. But I've never really heard any disclaimer. So it's one of those oddities that many people find creepy. Let's continue here. So notwithstanding the fact that people have said that his hands look like they are mannequin hands. Now, it may be that there's makeup on there. Granted, a person who is reportedly dead is not going to look like a person who is alive. There are a couple of wounds here on his hand. I don't know why that would be. And here is that symbol. And it very, very much looks like that, what I just showed you here. I'm going to look again. I just now saw that. So I'm going to dig on that one as well. I can't make out what those words are. So this is something that she posted on her Facebook page and it garnered tons of sympathy. Let's go on to the next thing here. This image holding some disc, I'm not sure what that is. And some people were questioning one button unbuttoned, whether that had some significance. I've not been able to find that out. Let me know if you know as well. Otherwise, I don't think the shot in and of itself is offensive or that creepy. If you want to have an image with your loved one paying your final respects, many people do that. What I do find odd is posting it on Instagram. That's my point. So everybody repeat after me. It's not odd that she took these pictures or even the videos. She may want that as a keepsake for the final days. I do find it strange because she herself says that she's so private. We don't know the exact birth dates of her children. Maybe it's coming out now since many of us are questioning it. We don't know the names of the people that attended her wedding. We don't know a lot about their private life because she wants to keep it private. So there's a disconnect for many people that she's doing all of this, which you would think you would want to be private when she herself says that she is. And again, there are the wounds on his hands and here this tattoo or scar is quite a bit more evident. I've never heard anybody point that out. So if you've heard it on any other broadcast, please let me know and we'll try to figure out what that means. All right. So this is going on and she's got a picture here, a little video of the casket. As I say, this was not on the news. This was not on someone else's post, but on hers. And I guess, was that his bodyguard again? I can't tell without his sunglasses. It does seem odd attire if you're on your way to a funeral. Anyway, here we go. Okay. All right, let's keep going. Told you we were going to take a look. Now, many people criticized her speaking out 2 days after the incident. And many people were very caught off guard when she started smiling and, dare I say, kind of beaming. Like many widows wrote to me saying that they never could have pulled themselves together for something like that. Now, maybe she's extraordinary. Again, the fact that she counts herself as a private person, I do need to point out the bricks in the wall, which is another very well-known Masonic symbol. It may be that they just like that. This is the podcast studio. And usually in a podcast studio, you want to have soundproofing on the walls, and brick is not soundproofing. It's a hard surface. And normally you would have something that's more absorbent. I will do a separate video if you like, where I will talk about her comments, where she talks about Charlie in the present tense. She said, he is my husband. I am married to him. He is still here. He is still fighting. That might be a figure of speech. Of course, it might be a figure of speech, but I'm collecting clues. And those were anomalies, and it struck me as odd, and it might be important later. So her composure struck a lot of people. And the other thing that she started out thanking, Turning Point and thanking law enforcement, it seemed a little offbeat to some people that that's what she would do at the very beginning of that speech. When we saw those other events like the fires, it seemed like they were always thanking law enforcement, and maybe they have a reason to do so. Or maybe they're trying to put in our brain that we should be grateful for law enforcement and those that are going house to house, as we were told they did in Utah, going door to door, looking for the alleged criminal. Okay, this is another private, I believe that would be her grandmother, perhaps. I am surmising that because I don't have the details on that one. But here's what I wanted to show you. Many people asked me where I got the picture of the blood vials. And I got them from this Instagram reel. And I pointed out in a previous video that Erica seems to really like taking a lot of pictures of shoes. Some people said, Peggy, I like to take pictures of shoes too. When my family and I go places, we take a picture of our shoes. Well, that's kind of interesting. I've never heard of that before. I do know that shoes also have a nefarious connection when we're talking about, how do I put it delicately, when children are endangered. Just look at any of Tom Hanks' Instagram photos of shoes and missing shoes. And shoes are always mentioned in these incidents as well. You know, Trump couldn't find his shoes, and another shooting at the bowling alley, he couldn't find his shoes. And another girl that was giving her witness testimony of this Charlie Kirk event said that she couldn't find her shoes. So this could be totally innocent, but she does show a lot of pictures of shoes. What is irrefutable is that she's standing on the corner of what looks like the square. And I just showed you the Masonic imagery of the square. So again, if it's innocent, why not say, oh, you guys are going to make a big deal out of this. It was just innocent that I was happened to position my shoes on the square, which also has to do with the Freemasonry. Oh, I'm going to share that with you in a moment, with the Freemasonry symbolism. The Wilson basketballs, I find, are odd. Again, look at Tom Hanks' movie, Castaway. Look at the Wilson ball. I believe that's what it was, white, with the bloody handprint, which also is associated with those crimes against children. Just saying, putting it delicately. I don't cover that on my channel. Plenty of other people do, and I don't want to expose you to that trauma. Someone who's familiar with Freemasonry emailed me and said, Peggy, this looks like another Masonic symbol, because very prominent in you can say Freemasons or Masons, it's the same, in the Masonic temples are the sun and the moon, the major light and the lesser light. And so those are also Masonic symbols. If you want to read into that, you may not want to. But since you're on this channel and you asked me to go into the details, that's what we're doing. So here we go. In fact, I'm going to, here's the vials of blood. All right. I find that rather bizarre. She says, so many people are like, why do you even need to get your blood work, when I've posted about it in the past? You need a baseline. For me, it was checking my inflammatory markers amongst several other things. Don't just be aimlessly taking vitamins because it's trendy. Know what your body needs. So I'm taking this to mean that she's talking about, as the title of her little Instagram reel is, that it is what she has learned having had her second baby. I think it's creepy to show blood. Unfortunately, blood is also associated with things that should not be done to children. And given that it's such a sensitive topic, wouldn't you think you'd be a little more private about showing your blood vials on your Instagram reel when she's so private that she doesn't want us to see her children's faces or know their names or know very much about their wedding or any of their private things? But she's showing this inordinate number of blood vials. Well, certainly somebody might even have more blood drawn than this. That's not the point, friends. You might have two times this blood drawn. Doesn't matter to me. Have you ever posted it on your Instagram page? It's bizarre. You have to say it's creepy. And some will point out her position of her fingers are pointing down, could totally be innocent. But because I gather clues, I'm going to gather all the clues that I can find. I may discard it in the future, but right now I'm going to notice that this is a portion of the Baphomet sign, which is those who worship evil. Baphomet is the devil, the evil one, and two fingers pointing down and two fingers pointing up is the usual sign. It could be she's just holding the plastic bag that way. Absolutely. But I'm going to file that away in case I see it crop up again. Let's get off this, the vials. There's more to come, even creepier, if you can believe it. Stick with me. Here we go. Oh, more shoes. Now, these are pretty hairy legs. So I'm going to assume those are Charlie's. And I'm going to assume that these are Erica's. You have to admit, I'm just going to make an observation. No, let me have you make the observation. I'm not going to say anything more because people will misconstrue what I'm about to say about the size of the feet, the relative size of the feet. Who normally has bigger feet, men or women? Are there women that have bigger feet than men? Absolutely. I know some of them. Is it unusual? Is it expected? Is it out of the ordinary when women have bigger feet than men? Could be their perspective. Like I said, I didn't want to mention it. Okay. Well, here we have breast milk. That's not intimate. Certainly we should see that. We should see the breast milk that she's putting away in her little fridge. Probably we're going to look at those numbers here in case they mean anything. 745, 616. I don't know if that has any significance whatsoever. You never know. Now, this is creepy. Talk about mannequins. When I saw this, you know, years ago, I was a lifeguard. And I also taught lifeguard training. And we would have these little mannequins that you would practice on. And my first thought was like, this was a mannequin. And maybe Erica was going to teach people how to do CPR on a little mannequin or how to, what have you. It's possible this is a real baby. Absolutely. But there's just something about it. At the first glimpse, I didn't see that it looked real. So apparently this is her healthcare person for the little baby. And of course, we don't see the face. And what we're going to look at next gets creepier and creepier. And you tell me what you see. So let's take a look at this little baby, the size of the little baby, the clothing of the little baby. And I want you to look at something else. I wish I could enlarge this. Maybe I'm not sure I can without losing the picture. Let me do this. I'm going to try this right here. We're going to enlarge this photo right over here. And maybe it's just me, but it looks like that's that little 666 sign. It looks like the index. Oh, you're not going to like me saying this at all. It's probably time for you to click off the video if you're not a critical thinker. But this image, whether it's real or photoshopped or a real baby or not, I can't verify it because I'm not there. That's why I'm asking questions. But look at the index finger curled and the other fingers are a little bit extended. Could be totally natural, couldn't it? And over here, this index finger looks like it's curled and the others are extended. Just saying, it looks a little strange to me. Let's keep going here, shall we? It gets creepier. So there's the little 666. And if no one understands, that's also the sign of the devil. I'll just put it that way. What in the actual heck is this? What is this? Where are the arms? This is just a torso. There's no head. There are no arms. Are the arms overhead? Where are the shoulders? Where's the armpit? Are we supposed to think this is that little baby getting an ultrasound? What in the actual heck is going on with those shorts? Black and white, that's another symbol of Freemasonry. It could totally be innocent. There's a white towel and black shorts. What is this? Who is this? And she's got her little numbers here, 1, 2, 3, 4. But guess what? There's no number 7 to explain what's going on. What happened in number 7? Is that bizarre? She's talking about her postpartum story. What in the actual non-spinning world is going on here? Can someone tell me? This does not look like a real human being. What are these little outcroppings here? What's this right here? Is that where the arms are supposed to be? What's this right here? Why does this look unnaturally firm? There's no give. There's no buoyancy like there is in a normal skin. There's some kind of give. Where's the head? Where are the arms? Why is there no explanation for this post? It should say, oh, I'm learning how to give an ultrasound. I'm learning how, what is this tool? You guys, this is creepy, especially for someone who says she wants to be private. And this was a long time ago. Let's see, check comments for 5 through 10. I'm not seeing 5 through 10. Now, a lot of these comments from people came up more recently, but this was posted some time ago. Let's see if we can see. Okay, edited a week ago. So we can't see exactly when it first came through. That, what in the actual heck? If anybody can find this number 7 and tell me what it is, I scoured this and I could not find it. So creepy. All right, this is creepy. Is that supposed to be her belly? What's this up here? It looks disconnected from a body. And there's the fingernails again. I'm just not getting it. For someone who wants to be private, we never saw any photos of her pregnant unless this is the one. I don't understand this one. Let's see if that, again, we can't find out the date when that was published. It was some time ago, because when I first was looking at this, the original date was there. I might have it as a screen grab somewhere. So where are all the pregnancy pictures? Where's all the, here's how I got back into shape. Where's all the baby bump? Isn't that what they do on Instagram these days? Isn't that what young women do? Especially someone in the public eye. I mean, look at Lara Trump. Look at all of those Trumps. All had their baby pictures. You may not believe they actually gave birth to those babies, but they did show baby bumps. I'm pretty sure of that. What is this? Some contraption that she gets in and out of bed. Nice black and white imagery again. Just pointing it out. That's what you're here for, friends. And then here is her little baby, I guess, under the blanket. And Erica has a whole line of clothing and little blankets that she sells. And so she is promoting this. Now, I couldn't see if there's another little, here's the hand coming out, the baby's hand. And I couldn't see, it goes real quick. Oh, almost looks, I can't see if there's going to be another, I can't see if there's going to be another symbol or not, because this also, here we go. This was on her Instagram page. That is weird and it's creepy. Posing her child's hand in this 666 pose, which is a way that Freemasons and Illuminati and those in the know, all those in the club, they signal to each other. That's how they do it. And I'm sure you know that by now. If not, you can dig into that. Isn't that weird? And then I showed you the other little baby hands also like this. Oh, there's the creepy fingernails like witchcraft. It's just weird. And I don't care for that. So here she's promoting her baby things. Nothing wrong with that. And you know what, friends? I want to show you something else in just a moment. There's the shoes and lots of shoes. Okay, so this is where I got this stuff because you were asking me. We never see the children's faces because they're so private, but we saw her vials of blood. Now, the next thing I want to show you is, so that's on her Instagram page. This was further down. Maybe we'll see it as well. Because what I want to share with you is this outfit that she has on. And I want you to see this little infinity symbol. Let's see. I'm going to find that on another picture here for you. Okay, here you have it. Let me know if you know who she's with here in this picture. You can drop a comment there. This is Elena Cardone. Let me know if you know about Grant Cardone. In fact, I just had a picture of him up here, right here. So Grant Cardone is married to Elena Cardone, and they are Scientologists. I will do a separate video for you about Grant Cardone and Charlie Kirk and Elena Cardone and Erica Kirk and about Scientology, but I will just touch on it right here. This is Charlie at Grant Cardone's event called 10X. You might know that the letter X also has dark witchcraft vibes to it. And here we're on Grant Cardone's Instagram page, and he has several pictures and videos of Charlie Kirk speaking at his 10X growth conference in September. It was actually, I'm sorry. It might've been 2024. I need to get the exact date because what happened is Grant has now uploaded a lot of photos about, maybe it was in 2024, but he has uploaded a lot of photos and videos. So it's difficult to get the exact date, but here is Charlie and his wife. And this is with Grant Cardone, and Grant Cardone is posting that. So let me ask you, if you are a committed Christian and you were asked to speak at a conference by a well-known Scientologist who does not hide Scientology, in fact, promotes Scientology, recommends Scientology, that it's helpful for people, would you speak at that conference? Furthermore, Erica invited Elena to speak at her conference and vice versa. You see, the Bible says you're not supposed to have you're not supposed to have those kinds of close connections with the non-believers. Yet, take a look at this little three little infinity signs, which I know has some importance. A lot of jewelry around her waist there. And then, of course, the gold rings again. And there is Grant and Elena. They live in Hollywood, nice black and white Masonic shoes. Scientologists are not Christians. The two beliefs are contradictory. Christianity centers on the belief in the one true God and Jesus Christ as divine, while Scientology denies the deity of Christ and holds views on God and the afterlife that are incompatible with biblical Christianity. Here they are yucking it up. And this is where Elena spoke at Erica's event, the young women's, I'll go in detail on that in an upcoming video, but it does have to do with Turning Point USA. It's no secret that Elena is a Scientologist. She was interviewed about it. And here is one article from Goss Club. She says, she began her career in Hollywood and soon became a successful model and actress. That's Elena. I don't want to get off track here too much, but just to say that she says, life is a game. I understand I'm playing a game. This is Elena Cardone. Her spiritual journey began when she attended the Church of Scientology in 2000, and it helped her improve her acting. I'll do another video for you on that, but here's what I want to show you. This is from Grant Cardone's Instagram page. And people will say, well, Peggy, it was just an event about making money. Friends, Grant Cardone is the brand. You don't separate Grant from the conference. And here, I want you to see in his description, everyone has dynamics, parts of life, blah, blah, blah. Scientology helps you improve all your dynamics. And then he starts to say that the tabloids and the trash documentaries are speaking trash about Scientology, and they shouldn't because it helps you so much. So why would Charlie Kirk and Erica Kirk invite Scientologists to speak at their events and also speak at their at the Scientologist events? Do you see this little symbol here? For Scientology, friends, Erica has that on her blouse three times. Do you think that's a coincidence? Are you being concerned now? Are you starting to connect the clots? Are you starting to read between the lies? Erica also is an actress. I'll do another video where I talk about her history. I'll talk about her as a young child where she said everybody thought she was a boy. And there's a lot to go into, but this was mainly to focus on Instagram for this broadcast. So here you have that. I don't know if there's anything. I also wanted to share with you a couple of other creepy photos. All right, let's see if I can find that here for you. Okay. It might be a little further up. So you can go to her Instagram page. You need to click through. The photo that you see just like this is not everything. You need to click through to take a look. And there's something, okay, we're going to take a look at the all-seeing eye. You probably also know that the all-seeing eye, oh, there it is on her tennis shoes, is another well-known Masonic symbol. It is often shown on the Masonic aprons, which the initiates and the fellow craft, and they have different names for whatever level you're in, of the Freemasons, they often have that eye at the top of the pyramid, symbolizing the all-seeing eye. So let's put the pieces together here, shall we? There's a very large all-seeing eye on her daughter's shoe. She herself wears the ring G that looks very much like the symbol there for the Freemasons. She has some type of scar or pale tattoo on her hand that also is on the Freemason logo. She is associated, I'm not saying Scientologists or Freemasons, but I'm putting this out there for you to question her sincerity of being a committed Christian. We know them by their fruit. Now, there are several pictures here, and you can go through the video, and you can see the all-seeing eye, and there's Charlie again, and I can't just help get the vibe that he knows he's being filmed, and he is being filmed. Why are you doing this? Why are you showing this? You want your life to be private. Let's run up for the little shoes now, black and white, and The shoes, everything with the shoes. Why the shoes? I don't care for that fixation on the shoes. You know, friends, I think I might wrap up here. As I say, the live streams are going a little long and not everybody is like you who have stayed and people have kind of run out of patience and they're like, get to the point. So I probably will break up this video into a couple of shorter videos for people to see. And the very, very private Miss, it's hard to see that. It looks like Mr. Sarika Kirk. There they are with the baby. Oh, there is yet something else on her hand. I got to figure that out. If anyone can figure that out, please let me know. And I would love to find out. Let's take a quick look at your comments here, friends. Really appreciate you being on board. And would you send this video to people who could benefit from seeing it? I probably can't read too many of your comments out loud because of the algorithms here. Remember, get on my free Substack. PeggyHall.substack.com.